This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, 1 week for today, next Friday, we'll be broadcasting our show live from Tony B's up in Everett. So if you're in the Everett area, you're headed to the Unwrapped show, join us starting at 2 o'clock. We are not going to use the phones.
Nope.
So it's going to be you who are on site, answering our questions, playing our games, having fun. We're going to have a couple of the artists who are playing the Unwrapped show over at Angel of the Winds.
That's correct.
Arena stopping by. So interview a couple of those guys and then head on over to the show. It's basically just 2 blocks away from the arena.
It's super close.
So yeah. It's good and close. What else we got going on? Oh, Unwrapped also, tickets all this weekend, by the way, if you want to win starting tonight with the lovely Jolene.
Also, for a lot of people, if you don't have a ticket to the show, still come by.
Yeah, come by anyway,
absolutely,
man.
It's going to be
why
a good
the
time.
Hell not?
All right, a question today. Who tried to do some good and did it work out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So a great story of no good deed goes unpunished. About 2 years ago, me and my dad were, you know, I was doing Thanksgiving at my house in SeaTac. There was a homeless lady living under like a plywood piece by 7-Eleven near me, and I felt really bad for her. So I always seen her, you know, on the way home from work. So me and my dad put together this dish. I mean, we just packed it, you know, full of turkey, ham, potatoes, yams, green beans. Even got a piece of pie, you know, with some whipped cream on it. We put it nicely in containers, you know, hooked it up in the bag, and we woke up to her. I was like, come with me, Dad. We woke up to her. You know, she came out from underneath that little thing she was sleeping in and woke up to me, grabbed the bag, and then she freaking threw it at us and started screaming like, you MFers are working for the man, and you came here to get me or something, and all the food is just laying there on the floor. My dad, like, started laughing. I just kind of put my head down, and, you know, it wasn't her fault. I'm not saying anything bad about her. Obviously, she's, you know, mentally ill, but it was pretty funny.
You tried, man.
That's the part of the question. Did it work out?
Right.
Yeah.
Your heart was in the right place.
Did it work out?
You want to do the right thing? That's the response.
So, hey, Peter, that. Someone tried to help Ted get a nice Thanksgiving meal one year, and he completely rejected them.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's still one of my favorite
stories. Yeah, you got it, man. Yeah.
Look, it's Sunday morning, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, right? I'm going to the market on 3rd Avenue. Dan's.
Yeah.
Right? I live
in
Belltown. Dan's was a great little, you know, market. Right? Just quick stuff. But I guess the sweatshirt I was wearing, full disclosure, had a couple of stains on it or whatever. But yeah. I literally put it on. It was like, you know, go get a Sprite, something.
Right. Yeah.
Right? And I walk by, and that mission in the recovery center is doing like a Thanksgiving dinner. The guy's like, free dinner. Come on in. And I'm like, no, it's okay. And he's like, it's okay. It's free. And I'm just like, God. And I'm like, I'm going to buy food.
Right.
And then I think when I walked back, he was even still out there like,
hey, come on. No, seriously.
Come on, man.
Don't be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed. Basically, right. That's the way he was talking to me. Like, he didn't say it, but he's like, there's stains on your shirt. You're obviously not doing well. It's like, I'm living in a condo over there. I'm doing fine.
You must have been hungover or something. There's got to be more.
I mean, I just looked like crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And generally, most people don't just stroll up and down 3rd, but I don't care.
Right? 'Cause that's where you live.
But you're right. I'm probably hungover, so my eyes are droopy. I'm wearing that hoodie with just stains on it. You know, like the hoodie you wear around the house.
Sure.
Right? But it's you know, it's 11 a.m. on a Sunday. Who's going to notice?
I don't think any of my hoodies look that bad.
I know.
Don't look that bad.
You know, like if you said, like, dress this part, I don't think I could do it.
I would have to
try
do
to
something.
Walk by that. What could you wear to walk by that and get invited in? I don't know if I've got it.
That's a good challenge. Find your worst clothes, whatever condition, walk by the mission on that particular Sunday, see if they invite you in. On an assumption.
Maybe like my yard shoes, my grass cutting shoes, you know.
Well, and it was, I mean, it, even at that time, it probably was a hoodie that was 15 years old.
It's all faded and
right,
ratty.
So it's like, and I'm just saying, like, I would just wear it around the house all the time. So if a little food spilled on it, I wouldn't bother washing it. I was just like, all right.
I'm just saying from his perspective. He says no one who has a roof over their head would look like this in public. Right, that was his assumption. If you look like this.
Come on in, buddy.
And you're in public.
No, it's okay.
You can use a meal.
Like, did you ever go to that bar, Kelly's, on 3rd?
Yeah. Yeah.
You did?
I have.
I don't know.
That was probably the most dangerous bar in town.
I did not go often.
People, I mean, people get stabbed in there.
Yeah.
Like, remember the writer that wrote that whole book on dive bars in Seattle?
Yeah.
Like, we had him in, and even he said, I don't go in there.
People Mike Seeley.
Yeah, people get stabbed in there.
Sure.
So it's like those people, like I saw people get beat up at Dan's before, so I'm just like, it doesn't matter what I look like.
Right. Barely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, VD. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, God.
Hola, you sluts. How are you?
What's up, dude?
Are you back in town?
I am. I got back Wednesday night. I landed in the lovely Pacific Northwest at about 10:16, got off the road, and slept in my own bed. It was great.
All right.
Okay. Did you get stuck in snow or anything like that driving through Montana?
No, not Montana. I got stuck in the snow in just west of St. Louis because I-70 was a complete crap show, and there were spinouts and there were jackknives, and I sat on the road for about 2.5 hours. I'm like, screw it. I'm getting off the road. I'm getting a room with me and my dog, Henry. I'm going to find myself something to eat. I'm going to drink whiskey. I'm going to fall asleep. And I'm going to get up in the morning and try this crap again.
Did you have to tell them that you had a dog, or did you just rent the room and sneak Henry in?
I did.
So the latter.
The latter. We get it. Yeah.
The latter.
I did that in Georgia, and it worked out just fine. But I'm like, no, I should tell the truth. So I got to wherever the hell I was in O'Fallon, Missouri, and it was a hotel where they said they accept dogs. I'm like, cool, you guys take dogs. They're like, oh, no, we have new owners. We don't take dogs. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? Okay, so never mind. So I found a La Quinta.
Oh, lovely.
La Quinta, I'm
telling
you,
yeah, just
man.
Like Palm Springs, man. They're exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
La Quinta takes dogs, and it was great.
So they let you in, too.
Long story short, my uncle and I, he's 87, were going to breakfast last Tuesday or Wednesday. We stop in Woodstock, Georgia, and on the way there, the car we're passing, the hood flies up. We're like, holy hell. So we pull over in front of this car. It's a student at Kennesaw State in Georgia, and she's 22 years old, and she is fantastic.
This is why you helped her.
Well, of course.
Well, yeah. We're both single men at this point, so why not? So we get there. We pull over, like, do you need help? She's like, yes, I'm not sure what's happening. My father fixed the hood, fixed everything else. It should be fine. Well, the car's all dented up in the front end. I'm looking at the hood enclosure for the latch and the release, and it's just not sticking. I'm like, okay, hold on. Grab a bungee cord. Get on the ground. It's 28 degrees. It's raining. We're doing this thing. She's like, I'm not sure what to do. I'm like, I got this. It's fine. My uncle's there. He's great. Fantastic. So we get the hood latched, and I wrap it around a few times. I'm like, do me a favor. Do not drive fast, because your father did not know what he was doing, and you could die on the road. She's like, okay.
Godspeed.
Thank you so much. So we get back. My uncle's truck, go to breakfast. He's like, what do you think? I said, I think that she's going to call her father and say, you're a moron, but we did our good job for the day, and we saved her life. So that is my story.
All right. You're sticking to it.
Hey, Jason, I hate to break it to you. We read the tragic story of a woman driving a Georgia hood pop back up. She went off the road. All they found was a burned-up bungee cord.
Just about to graduate.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
You did the best you could. I like that. You only did it because she's good-looking. Like, yeah.
Of course.
Remember, there's a woman. And look, it's great when people volunteer, you know, when you're not an expert, right? So someone's missing in the woods, and you get 100 people go out, and they comb the area to find them. Typically, there's maybe 15 volunteers, but I think it was a year ago, there was a young woman who was lost in the woods. All right. They mentioned that she was naked in the woods, and something like 250 volunteers showed up.
They also showed a picture of her.
Yeah, like 247 of them were men. Like, I know why you're there. She will be found.
Eventually.
Yeah, I saw the picture. I'm like, man, we should take the day off and help.
That's why we excuse criminals with mugshots.
Exactly.
Look at that. Well, I don't know. I mean, if she was going to try to stab me, maybe I'd try to fend her off. You know?
Yeah.
That's almost, I follow mugshot hotties. And
mugshot. You're being for real, aren't you?
Yeah. But generally,
is it Instagram?
Yeah, I think it's Instagram. Yeah,
mugshot.
And it's just attractive women who have mugshots. But Miles is correct. I would say 90% of the time, it's either like DUIs or
mugshot babes.
Maybe it's mugshot babes or like trying to stab a guy.
Oh, here we are.
But it's never like ran a drug ring or white collar crime.
I forgive all of them. You're right. I mean, you just look at that. You're like, man, oh man, wow. What did she do?
Timber Marie.
Yeah.
Driving on a revoked driver's license, suspended ID.
Don't care.
Public drunk intoxication.
Don't care.
Again, a lot of DUIs, public drunkenness, and then stabbed her boyfriend. Or like burnt his house down.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.